we're basically in the continuing in this question about hafsek, I guess you could say. So we basically hold like the Chachamim. Chachamim hold. Let me just say, Rabbi Yehuda hold that tekiyah true tekiyah have to be blown in one unit. They're one unit basically, and the halacha is the teruah is blown. It has an intro of a tekiyah and an end of as a tekiyah, and it's one action of blowing, or one call of tekiyah true tekiyah. Okay, it's the manner of blowing a teruah is that it begins and ends with a tekiyah. That was Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't hold that way. We just hold that they're separate kolos. Tekiyah is separate, teruah is separate, tekiyah is separate. But the teruah is mechayiv in a pshut elefanel. It demands, it obligates you, when you're blowing the teruah, it obligates you in blowing a tekiyah before and afterwards. Okay, that's where we hold. They're separate sounds, but the teruah is mechayiv, it obligates you to blow both of those other sounds. And therefore, you can have a break. There's no halacha that they have to be contiguous, because as long as you have a teruah before, a tekiyah before, and tekiyah before, and afterwards, okay, then it's just an issue of hafsek. Hafsek is a machlokas. A separate machlokas is how long, what's considered a hafsek between tekiyah and teruah. So some say it's kedei ligmar kulo. You have as long as still, you know, the amount of time it takes to complete the activity. Others hold you have all day long. Okay, and that's basically what we hold. You have all day long. There's no problem of a hafsek between tekiyah true and tekiyah. Okay, the true is mechayev and the tekiyah lefnei lachra before it and afterwards, and you could do it all day long. As long as it's one mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah in the entire day, and as long as in the day you have tekiyah true, tekiyah true, tekiyah true, tekiyah tekiyah, you're okay. Fine. So now we have this problem: is the Gemara's is Ravohu basically says that you have to do Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. You have to do all the sets. Because we don't know what the real Teruah is. Okay, we don't know the real Teruah is. So therefore we do them all. So the Gemara asks, why don't you just do Tashrat? Why don't you just do Tashrat? Okay, I'm kind of cutting to the chase here, but why don't you just do Tashrat? Because why? Because if it's Tashrat, Tekiyah Shvarim, Teruah Tekiyah, then you got it. If it's Shvarim, so you have Tekiyah Shvarim, Tekiyah. Okay, so there's a teruah in the middle, whatever. Right? But the Gemara says, no, that won't work because the teruah is going to be a hafsek. The teruah is going to be a hafsek between the tekiyah shvarim tekiyah. Okay, and since it's going to be a hafsek, so therefore you have a problem, so therefore you have to do a separate tashat and a separate tarat. Because if you just do tashrat, if the real thing is tashat or tarat, you're going to have an alien kol in there, which is going to be a mafsek, which is going to separate the sap. Okay, which is a problem. The Gemara implies the problem. So Tosis or the Ram, the Rishonim ask. So what's the problem? Who cares if you have a hafsek? We hold there's no hafsek problem. We hold that you can hear the line tequilas all day long. So who cares if you really the real deal is Tashat? And you're blowing tekiyah shvarim tekiyah, and you're blowing Tashrat. So you have a Teruah in there. So what do you say? Why is it more saying it's hafsek? Who cares about hafsek? Hafsek's not a problem. Right? We don't hold by hafsek. So why all of a sudden are we all concerned about hafsek? We hold you can do it all day long, 9 hours of the day. So you have a little jewel in there, it's going to mess everything up. You feel. Right? Okay. Okay, so one answer is, a simple answer, kind of simple, which we're not going to deal with right now, maybe tomorrow, is that where he's going like Ravo wanted to even cover his bases, even like Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda held he can't have any hafsek at all. Okay, so that he held he really can't have hafsek. Even at all. So even though we technically hold you have all day long, but Ravo wanted to set, unify everything and be able to point to everybody, and therefore he said, don't do Tashrat. Make sure you do each of them, and this way you'll be able to say, even according to Rav Yehuda. Okay, so that's in a certain sense a simple answer, assuming you buy the premise that we're trying to be able to say Rav Yehuda, because normally we don't do that. We don't hold like Rav Yehuda, and that should be it. So, but that's one answer. That's one answer that Rabbeinu Tam gives. Okay? Another answer that Rabbeinu Tam gives, and this is the one we're going to focus on a little bit, is that even though we hold that hafsek is okay, but lechachila you're not allowed to be a mafsek. You can't do a hafsek on purpose. So if you just do tashrat alone, and you don't do tashrat, you don't do tarat, rather you use your tashrat to satisfy your requirement of tashrat, right, because you figure, hey, I have tekiyah shvarim tekiyah anyways, who cares if I have a teruah in there? So then you're purposely setting up a situation of hafsek. So you're not allowed to do that. Even the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to do that. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you do it, it doesn't work. You haven't fulfilled your mitzvah if you have a hafsek. Whereas the Chum, we don't hold that, but we hold the Chachilin, you're not allowed to do it. So that's how Rabbi Natan answers the question. So that's why Rabbi Avohu set up that you do tashra, 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 tashra. Okay? Right. But the Rashba doesn't really like that. The Rashba doesn't like it because he says, this is, I guess, in the Masada of Kook one. I'm just going to read you a line or two. On page Reishinon in the Masada of Kook in Rosh Hashanah, it's the Lamed Amon Aleph. So it says, it's still not good. The kivin to be the avid yatsa, since you yotze the mitzvah with the avid, still it works with hafzik. Shapir dami lahafzik b'neihem. It's appropriate. You're allowed to make a hafzik. Let's sorach mitzvahs gufan b'shaitan for the purpose of this very mitzvah in its time. Okay, for the purpose of getting in the tashra tara tara. So therefore, it's okay. It's okay to be mafzik. Here you're allowed to. So ordinarily you're not allowed to. But here, what are you doing? You're doing tashrat. And what's the hafzik? The chua. Yeah, but the reason why you're doing the chua is because maybe you think tarat is the deal. Or maybe you think tashrat is the deal. So that kind of hafzik you're allowed to do. You're not allowed to just start talking in the middle. But here, what are you doing? You're being mafzik because you want to get the other shitas. So he says, that's not a problem of hafzik. So what's Rabbi Natan saying? Oh, it's only b'dieved, but chile, you're not allowed to make hafzik. This kind of hafzik you are. So the problem is, how could we explain Rabbi Natan? I mean, what's the machlokas? What's the problem? Why is it l'chachili you're not supposed to do hafzik? Why not? What's wrong with hafzik? You tell me that it's not hafzik, it works. We hold there's no problem with hafzik. So why is it that it's not appropriate to do a big hafzik? L'chachili, you're not allowed to make hafzik. Why not? Why are you not allowed to? And assuming you're not allowed to, so then what's the machlokas between the Reinu Tam and between the Rashba, whether or not this constitutes violating that rule of not allowed to make hafzik? So Mar's saying is that it's not appropriate to start a mitzvah and then to start going abandoned and start doing something else. So let's say it's not covered for a mitzvah. Because mitzvahs are an important activity. So it's true, technically speaking, you're yotzei the mitzvah. But there's a certain attitude a person should have to a mitzvah. So a person does a mitzvah, and then he stops in the middle and to go play baseball, and then he finishes it later. So that's not covered in a mitzvah. There's certain mitzvahs are so to speak, they're avodas Hashem, and there should be significant activities. And if you do that to an activity, it's like a bizayon. It's like they're degrading, looking down on the activity. You don't do that to an important activity. So you're not allowed to do it. Technically speaking, the mitzvah is okay. It's halachically, it's not hafzik. He's saying it's not appropriate. It's not a derech of asiyas mitzvos. It lacks in asiyas mitzvos. A certain way to perform mitzvos. Right? Like, for instance, they say, you do a mitzvah, this is why you make a bracha, but I think mitzvah also you should hold the mitzvah in your right hand, because there's like chashavs, anything which is important you hold in your right hand. You know, so you have the mitzvah in your right hand. So there's an idea of a person expressing his chashivas, the significance of a thing in doing a mitzvah. He's saying is it's not right. Technically it works, but you could sense it's not right. We can do a mitzvah and then walk away and then do a mitzvah again and walk away and then, you know. It's like it lacks in the gavras involved CS mitzvahs. It's attitude towards mitzvahs. Kind of like mitzvah b'zuyas alaf. It's like if you cover it reminds me of like that alaf, you're not allowed to cover blood. You have to cover blood. And kisa edam, you're not allowed to use your foot to do it. So why? Technically that's the difference, it works. So it's a shalayu mitzvah b'zuyas alaf. So mitzvah shouldn't be degraded, disgraceful in your eyes. You do something with your foot, you don't value. Mitzvahs are something which is of value. So it's wrong. It's wrong to just abandon the mitzvah because then start doing something else. Right? Okay.
I have something.
Like Chaim mentions also, it's like some already by mitzvahs. And on the surface, I mean, we're not in these sugyas, but on the surface, same idea, same kind of idea. You can't do mitzvahs in bundles. You can't use one cup for benching and for havdalah and for shavuot brachos and for whatever they can. I mean, there's sugyas about it. But why? Technically it works. It does technically work. But it lacks in the covenant of mitzvahs. You don't economize on mitzvahs. It's like, hey, look at this. I get to economize. I don't have to spend your two separate cups of wine. So that's like a certain attitude. So it's chashav. You give each thing its own proper due. So it's a certain attitude of the person in mitzvahs. Again, on the surface, of course, if you do the sugya mitzvah, maybe that's not really svara, you do the sugya mitzvah, but on the surface, they sound like the same kind of thing. there's an idea of a certain gavra's relationship to mitzvos, and that creates certain things which are also you're not allowed to do. It's inappropriate, even though, technically speaking, the mitzvah is intact. Okay, so therefore, what should happen here? Oh, no, so the problem here is that if the mitzvah is, let's say the mitzvah is really Torah. Let's say Tekiyah Tzru Tekiyah is a mitzvah. So now you're blowing Tekiyah Tzru Tekiyah, but you're putting in a shvarim, which is a stama nothing activity, in the middle. So it's like Efsik. So you're basically taking your mitzvah, Tekiyah, then you're just blowing a shvarim, which is music, then you're going through into mitzvah. So it's like you're involving, you're interjecting into the middle of the mitzvah an activity which is not really a mitzvah. Objectively, it's not a mitzvah. If Tarat is the real deal, and if Tashat's the real deal, then it's not also. So he says that's not right. Yeah, again, just to clarify, I'm not saying technically it's a mitzvah chavilas chavilas. This is not chavilas chavilas, it's one mitzvah. But it just, from mitzvah chavilas chavilas and from bizu mitzvah, mitzvah bizuyas olav, it indicates that in mitzvahs there's a phenomenon of the derech of asiyas mitzvahs, the manner in which a person performs them is to be of derech kavod, not in a way which reflects a lack of regard for the mitzvah. Just showing that there's a phenomenon like that. So therefore, seemingly here, that's the problem, is that even technically Hafsik is in Tumakev, but it's not right. So what should happen here? So by this case, so do we like Rabbeinu Tam or do we like the Rashba? What should be the case according to this logic? I mean, on the surface, but before I give you a svar, I just want to give you a question, which I forgot to ask. But I mean, the Rashba said, the Rabbeinu Tam says, but it's also to be Malsik. You're not allowed to. Right? So what does Rashba say? He says, no, here it's okay because you're doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah, and the, you know? So what does that mean? I mean, if you're being mafsik, you're being mafsik. I mean, here it's okay because the reason why you're doing it, I mean, this or this or. Right, what kind of thing is it? The reason why you're doing it is because you're trying to get the other shittos and the mitzvah of the shaitan and whatever. But bottom line is, if it's asr, it's asr. So according to the guy who holds tashat, so true is nothing. So now the true is just an alien thing, and that's mafsik. So what kind of logic is Rashba saying? It's no, here it's okay. Here he says, here shaper dami, even though it's also shaper dami lafsi gunayim, let's say it's a good from a shaitan. It's okay to do it because it's for the purpose of the mitzvah and it's time. Yeah, according to the other shita, according to this shita, it's not okay. I think Maharis is saying good. So what he's saying is that with the way we're explaining, or the Maharis explaining the whole problem here, it makes sense to the Rashba's points. Because it's not a technical issue. Like, technically, you're not allowed to be asik. Because, look, the mitzvah is good. Technically, the mitzvah is good. It's just that it's not a proper derech, not a proper manner of performing mitzvahs. It lacks in the person's attitude, and it's covered for the mitzvahs, that it's to do a mitzvah, and then to walk away and start doing something else. What are you doing? Do a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. You can't put it aside and start playing baseball in the middle of the mitzvah. That lacks in the gavra doing mitzvahs. So, as Maharis is arguing, is that here, what are you doing? You're trying to do the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. And you are in doubt as to what's the real sound. Is it Tashat? Is it Tarat? Is it Tashat? So you're blowing Tashrat in a way. It's not like, why are you blowing this Teruah? Not because you want to play music. You're blowing the Teruah because maybe the Teruah is the right sound. Or maybe Tashrat is the right sound. So that's not a violation of this thing of Hefsik. It's not a technical Isser of Hefsik. It's an Isser because it's inappropriate. It's not a proper manner of Asiyas HaMitzvos. But here, it's not an inappropriate manner of Asiyas HaMitzvos. He's not just doing his own little thing. He's trying to do the mitzvah. That's what he says, that here it's okay. Like, if it technically were a hafsik, and technically you're not allowed to, if there's an isser, if we like Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have a hafsik, period. Tekiyah, true tekiyah, is one unified sound, you can't have anything in between. I don't care, you can have the best intentions, but bottom line is, it's a hafsik, it's not tekiyah, true tekiyah, you have a middle thing in there. But if the whole problem is, technically speaking, they're allowed to be broken up, it's just that it lacks in the gavra's attitude toward the mitzvah because he's distracting himself, disregarding the mitzvah. That's not what he's doing here. But that's Rashba's point. That's just not what's going on. Look at what's going on. So the question turns to Rabbeinu Tam, right? Good point. Just to take a step. I mean, I have a step and then I have two different directions to finish it up. And I don't really have either of them too good. But the step is that the Rashba's argument is that this Isser is not an ordinary Isser. But the Isser of being mafsik is like it's not proper kavod for the mitzvah. So he says here, it is okay kavod, it's proper kavod. You know, but the Rabbeinu Tam must be learning that this is a more solid Isser. It's not just, it's not a good attitude toward the mitzvahs. But he holds that there's really the chachila, you're not allowed to do it. Okay, it's like for instance, let's say he said it's an Isser. It's one way to go. He holds that it's also to be mafsik and mitzvahs. It's true, maybe the reason why is because kavura mitzvahs and whatever, but halachically, just like vizoy mitzvah is an isser, you're not allowed to cover your foot, you know, both of your foot, so it's an isser to be a mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah. So if it's a technical isser, then you have to measure, is this halachic or not? You have to measure it on a technical halachic level. You say, yeah, but the guy's really trying to, that's very nice, the guy's trying. If the isser were just purely an idea that you have to have a good attitude towards the mitzvahs. But if you hold that there's a halachic isser of hafsek, you're not allowed to be a mafsek, then doing a mitzvah asers you in doing anything else. So insofar as you're doing this mitzvah, you're holding tashat, let's say, and now you're doing a draw, which is, in terms of the mitzvah, is an alien thing. So you're not allowed to do that. The thing is, there's no open halacha that says asr lahafsek, asr lahafsek. He's deducing it from the fact that it says if one blows 9 tekiyos during the 9 hours of the day, you're a yotzei. You fulfill the mitzvah. The deduction is, but you're not allowed to. But there's no open halacha, don't be mafsik down. So there's no like halacha like that. So it's a deduced halacha that you're not allowed to do it. Right? So that's what I'm saying. The Rashba is saying there's no formalized halacha like that. It's just an idea. It's also, you're not allowed to do that. It's not a proper way to write the mitzvahs. But you could say Rabbi Natan saying is you're not allowed to. It's not just a nice thing, but he's not allowed to. It's bothering me. It's like, where does it, if there was no halach like that, why don't you find a halach like that? Is there anything to say anywhere doing mitzvah you're not allowed to? Like, there's a new halacha, like, is that brought down somewhere? Or is it just, it's like, it's funny to learn it from by deduction if it's a real tzuras halacha. If it's just the covered mitzvah, I understand, it's a svara. But once you can say it's like a formalized halacha, like what, did the Rabbanan set it up? Like where does this formalized halacha come in? If the idea is it lacks in the person's attitude towards mitzvahs, it doesn't. I'm doing related to mitzvahs properly. That's Rashi's argument. Wait, where is there like a formal halacha gesser here? On the other hand, things normally do work in a formal way. It's like the Rashi was saying is, listen, I'll go with your Rabbeinu Tam. You want to posit that you're not allowed to be a mafsik? Fine, but don't make it like a formalized tzuras isser. It's not that kind of thing. It's just it's an attitude towards mitzvahs. So even if I buy the, you're not allowed to do that, but you got to know where I went to buy it. It's not, there's no exeris kassav that says you're not allowed to be mafsik during mitzvahs. Where are you getting it from? That's like his question. That's his kashon. Like, where did this come from? Whoever heard of this? Whoever made this up? Is it a real, like, it's sort of like that? It's just an idea of an attitude in mitzvahs. I mean, that's what I hear. I mean, that's what I think it would, to say that it's an isser, it needs some sort of defense, I think. Like, where does it come from? Whether the main time is made it up or it's a deduction. Yeah. I mean, that's why it's an approach. I mean, it's not really, you have to work out. I think that's the hard part. How's the Rabbeinu Tanya going to answer the Rashba's question? I think it would be like, what's the isser? Is there a Gemara? Like, yeah, you know something that's loyal, so there's a Gemara. These are misses a Gemara. There's sources for this. Just the Rabbeinu is making up an isser. So the other approach I would say is like what Yonah is trying to do here. But I think it has to be done. We have to do it a little better. I don't really have a good way to do it, but is to say that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, another way to explain the Rabbeinu Tam is that he holds the reason why it's a la'achila is not just the general idea of mitzvahs, kavod, a proper way to do mitzvahs, because then the Rashba's point is correct. But he holds that la'achila, even though technically you're allowed to have breaks in the kolos, the sounds, but there's a kiyum in the mitzvah of shofar if you do it as a unit. So it's not just, even though the Rabbanan hold, yeah, you're allowed to have Afsik. Buddha says you can't have Afsik, he holds you're allowed to have Afsik. But it doesn't mean the Rabbanan don't recognize there's a kiyam of doing them together. And if you say that, then I don't care if you have a very good motivation for being Afsik, but bottom line is you don't have that kiyam. And you're not allowed to give up that kiyam. Because if there's a kiyam of doing it together, then you're not allowed to give that up, even if you have good motivation. Then just blow tashra, tashra, tashra. The problem is, what's that kiyam? Where, why is there a game like that? I mean, if he holds, review to hold, it's one sound. Get your game. But a chum hold, no, it's not one sound. And he can do them all 9 hours during the day. And that joins them together. So it's all one mitzvah because they're done 9 hours a day. So now what's the game of doing it together? Like where? What's the definition of that game? Why is it a game? It's a game. If it's a kiyam, you should be chayav to do. Like, what's that idea? I mean, the difference between them would be is that according to what is Rabbeinu Tam holding that in every mitzvah you're not allowed to have a mafsik, or is he just saying a shofar? You know, it's not clear. I mean, he's deducing it shama teisha tiyashes v'yom yatzah, that if you do it 9 hours a day, you're yotze. But he's saying, oh, but you see, it's not allowed. But the question is, why aren't you allowed? I mean, if you say that somehow there's a different kiyum in the mitzvah, he'll agree there's a kiyum to do it together. So then you could see why he's saying, is that here, or you shouldn't set it up with hafzik. But I mean, it's kind of a mistake. I mean, it's hard to know what the kiyum would be. But for that, if we go that route, I think we should take up the machlokas between Ramban and Rain and Tom. Because so Rain and Tom says, Ramban says, no. So there's an approach. Yeah, it's not really a good svara, a worked out svara, until you figure out what that kiyum is. And it's hard to kind of, it's like you're kind of stuck because you have to make something out. There's no hint about what that svara kiyum would be. Okay, so we don't know. Basically, we don't really have a good answer. Okay? I don't have a good answer for it. I mean, the Rashba sounds compelling. I mean, I hear the Rashba's point. There's no real answer like this. There's no real key. You're just making something up. You want to make up during the time that halachically usur to be a mafsik. The real isser, or it's better than mitzvah, better. No, the idea is it's not the right way to do mitzvahs, but here you're doing it for a good reason, so what's the problem? That's the Rashba's argument. So we understand the Rashba. I mean, he's asking it, like he just rejected it. But we don't really get the right now. I mean, there's different roots, but we don't really have any good grounding, so, you know. Better off leaving it. So what else is fine? So let's leave this question go. I mean, it's good to leave a question. I mean, sometimes you can't answer every question, but you know, if you understand one guy, one sheet, that's also good. But then the Ramban, so that's Ramban's argument. He says, no, it's not a problem because of Hafsik. It's not a problem because of Hafsik. But there's different problems that you need Seder. That there's the order of Kolos. The order of Kolos is Tkiyah Tshuva Tkiyah. So it's true you're allowed to be an Hafsik and play baseball in the middle. That's not a problem. But if you introduce a Teruah in the middle, now you don't have the proper Seder of Kolos. You're blowing a sound of Teruah for mitzvah so far. And it's true, it may not really be a mitzvah, but you're trying. Your saying is that you're blowing Tkiyah Teruah Tkiyah, but you have a Shvarim in the middle. So now you're lacking in the order, in the Seder. You're lacking in the Seder. Right? That's his argument. Yeah, you need a Pshut L'Fnei L'Achra'ah. That's Halacha. Your Teruah needs a Tkiyah L'Fnei L'Achra'ah. And you're blowing another thing, the Shem Mitzvah. So therefore you lack in the entity of Tkiyah Teruah Tkiyah. The entity of Tkiyah Teruah Tkiyah. Right. So what's that idea? You're allowed to play baseball, but you're not allowed to show on. Why? What's that idea? It's a big nafmina. According to this, the nafmina is, let's say for instance I blow, this is the most practical case. I blow Tkiyah, Shvarim, Tkiyah. Right, let's say. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, so who cares? The Shvarim is a hafzik, you're not supposed to do it, but whatever, it works. According to Ramban, no, now your set is messed up, now your order is messed up. Because you just have Tkiyah Shvarim Shua, and now you have Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, and you have Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah. Like, let's say the Baal Tkiyah messes up, you back, then it does another. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you keep going. According to the Rashba, Rabbeinu Ramban, it's a problem. So let's, you know, I think maybe trying to define it will help us. And clarify the point. There's another problem. Different problem I want to do is another point in the Rashba. The Rashba says an interesting thing. Let's say you want to make your shvarims a little longer. Alright, let's say you want to make your shvarims long. Okay? Let's find this thing. What do I mean by making shvarims? Each shever you want to make longer. You allowed to do that? Okay, so he says, the Rashba is like this. If you remember in Tosfos, Tosfos said, remember Rashi's Teruah was da-da-da. And therefore Rashi's Tekiah was the right, 3 beats worth. And therefore Tosa said, according to Rashi, make sure you don't do your shevers to be longer than 3 beats long, because then they're going to become Tekiahs. Right? You can't make your shevers too long, because they have to be an intermediate length sound, right? So according to Rashi, whose Tekiahs are very short, so the Shvarim are a problem. But according to the way we hold our Tosfos, so the Shua is the 9 beats, Kiyah is 9 beats, and therefore your shever could be a little longer, it'll be okay.
A little longer.
But let's say you want to make your shever really long, right? So it would seem that we're going to have a problem. If your shever is going to be longer than 9 beats, then you're going to have a problem, right? You can't do 3 of what we call tkiyahs in a row and say that's a shvarim, right? So the Rashba says that you could. He says you're allowed to make long tkiyahs, and he says you're even allowed to make long shvarim. Ulvad shiyaruch negdam b'tkiyah shalfneim alachrayim, because you'll have to make tkiyah shvarim. So you're allowed to do, if you could do 10-second shvarims, 3 10-seconders, as long as your shua, your tekiah is 30 seconds. As long as you make your tekiah, as long as your shvarim combine, right, So that's fine, because now you just need to differentiate between the shvarims and the tiyas. So as long as you do really, if you do really, really long tiyas, then you can do really, really a third of the length of the shvarims. Okay? Okay? That's a fetish. That's a fetish.
According to Rashi, right?
According to anybody. You know, as long as the yield has to be really, really long.
But that's the same thing.
As long as, he's saying, as long as your tekiah is, as long as your three shvarms combined, your shvarm could be longer.
So he's
you could have 10-second shvarms as long as you have the tekiah set to 40-second, 30-second.
So, right, but I'm saying, why would that be a problem to anybody else?
The reason why it would be a problem is that it would seem that Rashi was saying it, or in Tosfos, is your tekiah. What's the tekiah?
The
shua is 9 beats, right. And therefore tekiah is 9 beats. And therefore, if you're shvarming more than 9 beats, you got a problem. Now, you decide to blow a really long tekiah, who cares what you decide to do?
Right,
but technically,
right.
It's tekiah once you have 9 seconds. The fact that you decide to blow it, that's the chiddush to Rashba. That your shvarims have to be shorter than tekiahs. But he's saying what you decide to blow. I'm wondering what you decide to blow. You have to be shorter than the tekiah. What's a tekiah objectively? The fact that you crazy blower decided to blow for 30 seconds, and all of a sudden now your shvarms are going to become a shvarm? Your shvarms are tekiahs. Listen to them, they're blasts. And you decided to blow really, really tekiah the gedolos, now all of a sudden your shvarm becomes shvarms. They're still tekiahs. They're just tekiah katanas. They're not shvarms. Right? So that's my focus on. I mean, the Rashba is a chiddush, but we have to find the Rashba versus others. Okay, so
Rashba versus everybody else.
Everybody else, pretty much. If you want to, you say Tosos. But I don't know if anyone, I don't know, maybe someone else says like him. But we'll shoot for tomorrow. This is in the Rashba. This is on page Reish Mem Beis in the Rashba on Rosh Hashanah. So this is Masorot Kavan. Okay, it kind of starts a little bit on Reish Mem Aleph, but you know.